The flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. Clean, fresh, pure. It's America's finest cigarette.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Here comes Johnny, ladies and gentlemen, in his red coat and brass buttons. Johnny, friendly ambassador for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Tonight, Johnny presents the Rudy Valley Show, spotlighting this week Lou Holtz, Ruth Hussey, the Page Cavanaugh Trio, Benny Kruger's Orchestra, and the Karl Meyer Chorus.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley standing abeam our Philip Morris microphone for another Tuesday session. Our musical curtain raiser is one of those English hardy perennials so typical of English songwriters, but one that possesses a continental warmth of sentimental memories, which, however trivial, may mean very much to the romanticist. These foolish things. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. Sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, a glove you threw aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and then long excited cables, and candlelights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile de France with all the gulls around it, the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of. Lou Holtz is like an old wine. His charming and engaging way of telling a story improves as the years go by. It's the one thing that he does best, that he enjoys doing most, and that we have hoped to do ever since we began this new series of shows. Brought west, specifically for this appearance, from Triumphs in the East, our old friend Mr. Lapidus himself, Lou Holtz.
Thank Thank you, Rudy. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And believe me, I deserve it.
Well, Lou, it's nice to have you back in Hollywood.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here in California, the wonderful sunshine. Who's got a rowboat?
Oh, an umbrella, yes.
Rudy, don't put any, no extra words, Rudy.
I'm sorry,
Rudy, I must tell you this. There's an Englishman in a cab. The cab driver is very chummy. Have you ever ridden in a cab with one of those very chummy cab drivers? You know, talk. That's right. Never stop talking. The Englishman, he's very amiable. They're riding along, and the cab driver says to him, he says, how are you in riddles? Any good on riddles?
Oh, the Englishman says, I dare say I'm average. Average intelligentsia, you know. Oxford, thank you.
The cab driver says, well, see if you can get this riddle. He says, it's a child of me father's and me mother's. It ain't my sister. It ain't my brother. Who is it?
The Englishman said, you have me at a grave disadvantage because I don't know your family.
The cab driver said, it's me.
He says, yes, it's you, of course. Bless your heart. That's terribly good. It's you. Oh, that's very good, you know. Very good.
I'll take that home to England.
And he did.
He's at the club in England with all his old cronies. He says, gentlemen, I have a bit of entertainment for you from America in the form of a riddle. I must get this verbatim. How does it go?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's not my sister. It's not my brother.
Who is it?
They said, we don't know.
He said, it's a gentleman who drives a taxi in Los Angeles.
Tell me, Lou, how are things with you?
Well, I've been working in the East and in Boston at the Mayfair, and then I got back into New York, and I stopped at the Stork Club, unfortunately, and I met a fella there. He's from the racetrack. And he says, Lou, if you will come with me tomorrow to the racetrack, I'll make you rich. So, after all, guy's going to make me rich. I said, well, of course. So I go with him the next day. We sit in a box. He knows everything. He says, Lou, in the first race, it's just a matter of how much you want to win. Became very interesting. He says, now you bet on number three. Bet on number three. This horse has got a lot of help. A lot of help. All the jockeys are betting on this horse. Every jockey in the race. I said, really? I said, I'll bet $15. He says, what do you mean $15? You bet $300. I said, on one horse? He says, yeah. So I bet $300 on number three. He had help. He ran sixth. He ran sixth with help. So the next race, he had another horse and another horse. The finish of the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I lost $1,600 in one day. Now, believe me, I'm not the type of a fella who loses a little money and feels bad about it. There are a lot of people that would lose $1,600 and they'd come up here and cry and beef and bellyache, but not me. I'm not the kind of a person that loves money. I'm not going to beef and squawk and bellyache over a stinking $1,600. It was a beautiful day. I got plenty of fresh air. They can't take that away from me. And I don't care about the money. My word of honor, I'm not going to aggravate. I'm not going to aggravate and get a nervous breakdown over a stinking $1,600. I think I started a small ulcer. But I'm not going to worry because with me, it isn't the principle of the thing, it's the money. But I'll get it all back. I'll get back every penny because I figured out a way. Last night, I was lying in bed in a hotel. I live in Beverly Hills. They smuggled me into one of the hotels. I figured out how I'll get it back. In my hotel, orange juice is 60 cents a glass. 60 cents a glass for orange juice. $4.20 a week. That's over $200 a year for orange juice. I'll give up orange juice for 8 years and I got my money back.
It is my usual custom after presenting a show to you to hie myself to one of the more relaxing boites of this area, usually the Beachcombers. Several Tuesdays ago, however, I went to Glenn Billingsley's new Bocage Room. where, while waiting for the main vocal events, I watched the audience encore again and again the most outstanding synchronization of piano, bass, electric guitar, and voices I've ever heard. Paige Cavanaugh at the piano, though outstandingly talented, is hard-pressed by his two compeers, the bass and the electric guitar. We're fortunate in being able to present them just before they leave with Frank Sinatra to appear with him at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. The Paige Cavanaugh Trio.
Boy, after you're gone, you're gonna find that you'll be crying, baby. After you're gone, you're gonna have mess trouble denying. Undoubtedly, you won't be happy or free, because one, two, three, four, you never find another Jody like me. Oh, after you have gone. After you have gone. You'll find out, there ain't no doubt. Inside of you, there'll be something brewing. A queer sensation, consolation. Oh, what you're doing. After you've gone, baby. After you have gone.
Every smoker likes to make up his own mind, to use his own good judgment in selecting his own cigarette. I know that no matter what other cigarette you smoke, that cigarette, in your opinion, is a good cigarette. Otherwise, you just wouldn't smoke it. So I offer this challenge as a friendly challenge in the friendliest spirit. If you're not yet a Philip Morris smoker, try Philip Morris and test it against the cigarette you're now smoking. Test it for taste and notice the clean, fresh, pure taste that makes Philip Morris so good to smoke. Test it for flavor and notice the rich, natural flavor in Philip Morris that comes of the world's finest tobaccos. Test it for pleasure, pure smoking pleasure. Notice how Philip Morris brings you those easy moments of perfect relaxation. You be the judge. Match Philip Morris point for point with the cigarette you're smoking now. Compare. Compare critically. We believe that you, too, will call for Philip Morris because you, too, will agree that Philip Morris is America's finest cigarette. Always better. Better always.
Three Little Girls in Blue is the picture from which comes the song, This Is Always. And I will guarantee that nearly everyone in the audience comes out of the theater humming or whistling it. It's been running through my mind ever since Connie Haynes sang it on our show several weeks ago. Tonight, I would like to explore its lyric. This is always. This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love
the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met, dear. You tied a string around my heart, so how can I forget you? With every kiss I know, it's always.
Ruth Hussey, I think, perfectly typifies the ideal American woman. For that reason, we have asked Miss Hussey to be with us tonight to take part in a short comedy sketch which will perhaps strike home to a good many of our audience. It is called The Happy, Happy Bennetts. And Miss Hussey's husband will be played by one of our better radio actors, Mr. Bill Johnstone. The scene is the kitchen of the Bennetts' home. Mrs. Bennett and the maid Louise are busily engaged in preparing breakfast for the momentary arrival of Mr. Bennett. Miss Ruth Hussey.
Coffee's most ready and the toast getting toasted. Coffee's most ready and the toast getting toasted. La-da-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Good morning, Louise.
Morning, Miss Bennett.
Did the boy deliver Mr. Bennett's paper this morning?
Yes, and it's right there in the breakfast room on the sideboard. He said he's sorry about forgetting to bring it yesterday. And I told him how Mr. Bennett fussed when he don't have no newspaper to read at breakfast, but he said it wouldn't happen no more.
Good. I think Mr. Bennett's almost ready. I'll take the orange juice and you bring in the toast and coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, don't put Mr. Bennett's coffee there. Place the cup a bit more to the right so he can reach it without groping.
Yes, I will.
A little further.
All right.
Fine. Now, where's the newspaper?
It's right here.
Oh, thank you. There. Oh, no, let me have that large vase, Louise. This one's too small and I can't prop the paper against it. Yes, that's better. That'll hold it.
You sure look after Mr. Bennett's comfort, Miss Bennett.
Oh, here comes Mr. Bennett now. That'll be all, Louise.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, dear.
British warship sent... Oh, good morning, dear.
Did you sleep well?
Republicans pledged budget slash. Oh, yes, slept. Republicans...
Seal Walker and I are going shopping this morning. She found a place where they get their own cream and eggs right from their own farm. Seal's such a fool, though. She'll spend a dollar in taxis to save 10 cents shopping. But Spence is letting her have the car this morning because we have to get there early, and otherwise we'd have to stand in line for hours. Isn't it awful?
My awful.
Butter's going up, meat's going up, and eggs are going up, and fruit's going up, and bread's going up. Butter's going up, meat's going up, and eggs are going up, and fruit's going up. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. At least that's the way I feel about it, don't you? I've been thinking of putting arsenic in your coffee. Isn't that fine?
Fine.
Yes, it is fine. Just perfectly, absolutely fine. I just live for this moment when I can begin to tell you things. Let's see, where shall I begin this morning? Oh, yes, the next time I'm trying to read a book and you sit there cracking your knuckles, I hope your fingers come off in your hand. Don't you hope so too, dear?
Yes.
I'm so happy we agree on these things. A common viewpoint is the basis of a successful marriage like ours. Did I ever tell you that, in my opinion, each time you say something, you add fresh luster to the adjective moronic? Did I ever tell you that? I did, didn't I, dear?
Yes.
That's right, you mutt, I did. I remember now. Yes, indeedy. You're not only a Moran, you're the undisputed king, Abu Ben Bennett, whose name leads all the rest. Oh, yes. Do you know your jowls are about twice as large as they were last year? Well, what do? Keep money in them like a chipmunk? Is that a good guess, dear?
Mm-hmm. Good.
I thought so. I was wondering what you did with it all. I have to practically put on dark glasses and rattle a tin cup to get even household expenses out of you. Have I put my finger on it, dear?
Mm-hmm.
You see, after 15 years of married life, I'm beginning to understand my husband. What do you do down at that office of yours? Compete with your vice presidents to see who can be the dullest? Is that it, dear?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, then no wonder you're still president. Oh, you're up to the comic strips now. I'm always saddened when you get to the comic strips. They remind me of how keen you were on Shelley at college. From Shelley to Dick Tracy, that's your story. Mine too, unfortunately. Well, I see our little tete-a-tete's almost at an end for today. I, for one, am sorry. There's so much material to cover with
Clara.
And butter's going up, and meat's going up.
Clara!
Yes, Philip?
Have you seen this?
Oh, seen what, dear?
Well, our names are in the paper about the banquet last night. It says, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. And prominent among those present were the happy, happy Bennets.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes, among those present. Well, I'm going to take this down to the office with me. Well, I'll be going now.
Don't eat a heavy lunch, dear.
All right, among those present.
And don't forget to take your pills, dear.
I won't. The happy, happy Bennett.
And do try to trip over something and fracture perhaps an ankle or a neck.
I will. And among those present were the happy, happy Bennett.
To you who are not yet Philip Morris smokers, a friendly challenge. Try Philip Morris and test it against the cigarette you're now smoking. Test it for taste, for flavor, for pleasure. Yes, match Philip Morris point for point. Compare critically. And you, too, will agree that Philip Morris is America's finest cigarette. So clean, fresh, pure. Always better. Better always.
Say, Lou.
Yes,
Lou
Holtz. Yes, Rudy.
Who is that beautiful girl you've been talking to?
Well, that's Aurora Miranda. Oh, Aurora.
Isso, estou aqui.
Would you come over here?
Como vai? Como vai você? Você quer mostrar essa gente que sabe falar português, não é? Então diga esse rapaz aqui, você não...
Grava só daqui, libro, grava se gri, re, roch, talalada, zoba, fi, dindadadanda, roch.
Why, Lou, I didn't know you spoke Portuguese.
Really? Why, the Portuguese language with me is practically the mother tongue.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lou. Perhaps you can help me out. You see, I haven't seen Senorita Miranda in a long time. Would you mind asking her what prolonged her visit to South America?
I will ask her in her native tongue. Senorita Aurora Miranda, por que prolongo visitale... South America, Brondi, here, groch. The hair, agrola, there, brodola, se dre, loda, bala.
A minha razão é a seguinte. Eu tenho uns tios que passam a vida brigando. E como sou a única pessoa na família que tenho sempre de aturá-los, vou apaziguando o ambiente. É uma coisa horrorosa. Você não acha? Você não acha?
Não, só acha?
Você está comigo?
She was delayed. She was delayed.
Will you ask her for me if it's true that they do not have locks on the doors in South America?
They don't have locks on the doors? Senorita Miranda, por que South America, no Yale Lacanuni? Rosana?
Sim. Oh, nós não necessitamos fechar as nossas portas porque lá não existem ladrões. O pessoal lá é muito honesto.
Muito honesto. Muito, very honest, honest. Rudy, she says the people are very honest. And they don't need locks on the doors.
But, Lou, supposing a young lady is taking a bath, yeah. And a young man should just happen, quite by accident, to walk in.
How did you happen to think of that? A young lady is taking a bath, and a fella walks in. Por que... Porque, senhorita, charero. Compreende, charero?
Muito bem.
Charero é rinso. Sim. Pamolivio.
Sim.
Live buiuiu. Porque hombre entre lavatora lulu?
Os homens latinos são tão educados que essas coisas não acontecem absolutamente.
Mas isso couldn't happen. The men there are very gallant, and before they walk into a room, they always happen to peep through the keyhole. Good dog, Tony. Good dog.
Well, Lou, I know that Miss Miranda's rather a stranger here in Hollywood and doesn't know many people. I was thinking that perhaps after the show tonight, she might like to come up to my house. I have a wonderful collection of recordings, plenty of pink champagne and food to eat, you know? Yeah?
At your house? You mean tonight? Ah, oh, your dog. Senorita Miranda, por que invitación, Signor Rudibelli, apartamento, fonogram, recordi, vino,
sì.
Inchipe, champano,
ah.
Salami, cream chisel. Invitación, senhorita.
Ah, eu gostaria muito, mas eu acho que o papai não gosta.
Não gosta?
Não.
Valley, you're dead.
What's the matter, Lou?
Well, it seems that she left home about 8 or 9 weeks ago, and her father, he told her before she left, he said to her, Aurora, I want you to go to America, have a good time, but don't go to any man's apartment because I'll worry.
Well, if it's going to worry her father, then the invitation is off.
If he needs invitation...
No. Eu acho que eu vou. Eu mudei de ideia.
Mudei de ideia?
Yeah.
She's got a better idea. She's tonight, after the show, you come to her house and let your father worry.
It's time to sing a good night song again.
Yes, it's time to say goodnight again, but before doing so, I'd like to thank Ruth Hussey, Lou Holtz, and the Paige Cavanaugh Trio for being with us tonight. We hope you'll all have the dial tuned this way next week, and we again welcome Lou Holtz with Alan Young and Martha Tilton to our Philip Morris microphone. So until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir, hasta la vista, and good night.
This is Johnny again, ready to serve you with Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Look for me at counters all over the country. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Morris. Call for Philip Morris.
And remember, the flavor's all yours when you call for Philip Morris. Always clean, fresh, pure. That's why Philip Morris is America's finest cigarette. So goodbye, Johnny. See you next week, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Graham inviting you to join Rudy Valley again next week when he'll present Lou Holtz, Alan Young, Martha Tilton, Benny Kruger's orchestra, and the Karl Marr Chorus. Listen, pipe smokers, Revelation, that superb blend of 5 flavorful tobaccos, is back again in tins. Revelation, so gentle and cool burning, you can actually inhale it. Revelation, finest quality at a popular price.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.